tag, y'all. Hold on.
Talking about J-Lo's relationships is like talking to somebody about they having their fucking ninth baby shower. We don't care. We have nine children. It doesn't matter anymore.
Come on in, y'all. Come on in. We are live. That's right. We started unconventionally today. J-Lo and A-Rod was on our minds coming into here, but we are live. So yes. Let me make sure I got us. Let me share this. Come on in, y'all. Come on in. Get out of here. I'm trying to get the live drink. All right, here we go. I just wanted to, here we go. I see us. I see our beautiful faces. Come on in, y'all. Welcome to the Afterthought Podcast. We ready in 1 minute. We just want to make sure we got everybody in here. The gang is here. We got a lot to talk about. Let me just make sure I got everybody tagged on this. And then we're going to get it going. I could always go back later. It's a lot of the tension is so thick in America, and we're gonna talk about it in America. It's like, it's crazy. Come on in, y'all. Come on in. All right, y'all should see a notification. Y'all should see it. We ready. Welcome to the Afterthought Podcast. I'm with the gang, JP Tiff Thompson. What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling? How y'all living? How y'all feeling? Good. I know. I got to start with the wellness check before we get right to what we need to talk about. How y'all feeling? Jay just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday one more time.
Happy belated birthday to JP.
Jay, what did you do for your birthday real quick, man? Tell us, what did you do to turn up?
He still got a red cup.
Yeah, we still celebrating. But now okay. my birthday was great. I just want to say thank you to all my family and friends, everyone who sent a card, because you know my grandmother and my aunt still send cards because nobody even does that now. So I'm thankful for everyone sent a card, called, sent a text, left the post, showed love from the bottom of my heart. I just want to say thank y'all for all of that. Like, considering the way the world has been these last year plus, to be able to be here to celebrate it, I'm just thankful and I'm blessed and I'm appreciative. Had a good time, had a nice little kickback with the family and friends.
Okay.
Down at the Millennium, had a nice little sweet situation, and then chilling at brunch.
Always a vibe. You know, brunch.
Yo,
is,
Frandy and Fraj and E Class, they all said what up.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to DJ E Class, man. Shout out to DJ E Class. I missed that guy.
Shout out to E Class for sure. Mm-hmm. Shout to Harlem. Shout to Toby.
Yes, sir.
You know, shout to Fuji. But yeah, nah, it was good. It was good. And I'm thankful for it.
How old you turn? Because you know, black folks, we don't tell our age.
I'm still the youngest on the set. I 35.
Tip, what the fuck does that mean? I'm the youngest on the set.
What the fuck, Jay?
And I got the most gray hairs.
He got you tripping.
Oh God! Wait. So Jay, how old are you, Jay?
I'm 35.
For the ladies watching at home, JP is 35 and he's wearing it well. Black don't crack. So shout out to
the hairline still intact. The hairline still intact under the hat.
Soon as he pulled that hat off, the nigga looked 47. He was like, all right. Nah, that's my guy, man. Tiff, how you living, Tiff? Man. How you been? How was your week? How's Layla? What's going on?
Layla's doing well. Layla just made the honor roll again for the third semester in a row. Doing her thing. Her only bad grade was gym. She's like, who is doing gym virtually? What am I supposed to do? I'm like, take a picture of you in some skates. I'd be like, hey, active. What the fuck? But other than that, we doing good. Yeah, we're doing good.
It's funny because Isaiah does the virtual physical education, and you know, we're on the West Coast out here in Berkeley, which is like 5 minutes outside of Oakland, and I got to get up 3 hours earlier because of the time zone difference with him to make sure. And I can't stand when he has gym because none of the kids got their cameras on. Everybody's just cameras off. Ain't nobody, it's just the gym teacher. And it's like, y'all supposed to be exercising. He got them watching videos. Like, what is this shit? Like, so
the gym teacher somewhere eating donuts, like, fuck this shit.
Yo, I got an email from Isaiah's teacher. She's like, Mr. Hill, your son was absent from virtual school. I'm like, how? This nigga's in the other room. I'm trying to figure out, why are you not emailing him? Why are you emailing me? Like,
right. Texting me like,
I know.
Leilani was absent. I'm like,
It's one of them things. The times is different, right? Should like, be different, listen, but I'm glad we
forgot
back.
Forgot to log on. The Wi-Fi's fucked up. But
I'm glad we back. I'm glad we've been, you know, last week we had a lot going on. The folks are missing us, so I'm glad we're gonna dive into a nice the right episode. And when I say that, you know, I always love introducing this segment with Tiff. Ain't this some bullshit? And I want you to, you know, with everything going on, I think we know what's bullshit right now. So without any further ado, we got to bring this back to start off the show. Ain't this some bullshit with Tiff? Let's talk about it, Tiff. Talk to us about the bullshit.
All right, now, so we know this is some bullshit. Makaya Bryant, you know, young 16-year-old girl. It touches my heart because my daughter is 17. Mm-hmm. So police officer, right while we're doing the verdict, the police officer is called. She calls the police off. She calls the police for help because she's being jumped. And she had a knife. So when he comes to the scene, instead of him using what he learned in training, how to de-escalate or disarm someone, he goes and takes the opportunity to shoot her, and not shoot her once, not shoot her to stop her, but to shoot her dead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the commentary that I've seen on Facebook, I try to stay away from it because it's just too negative for me, and I just can't deal with it. It's just like one thing after another, and it's like certain things I'm not even allowed to say on Facebook because I'm
right.
Censored and put in Facebook jail. But mm-hmm. I'm able to see videos like this graphic footage, and this is not censored. So then it makes me wonder, okay, what is this about? You're trying to traumatize us? You know what I mean?
Right. That's what it seems like.
You know? So I just think it's a bunch of bullshit. And in the commentary, I've seen people give their opinions, and everybody is entitled to their opinion. But for someone to say that they don't fault the police officer on this one, it just doesn't sit right with me, because if that was your child,
yeah,
where would you stand? Or if that was your loved one or someone you knew, whether that she was black, white, Chinese, a damn puppy, whatever it is, if it was somebody you loved, what would be your stance on it then?
You know,
we're talking about someone that's trained. We're not talking about someone in the street that's scared, don't know how to handle a situation like this, don't know how to react or choose right. to react however they want. We're talking about somebody that took an oath, someone that has a responsibility to protect and serve, and it had extensive training on how to deal with situations like this. And you mm-hmm. pulled out a gun, not a taser, you pulled out a gun and shot that girl not one time, but like four times in the chest, not the leg, not the arm, the chest. So mm-hmm. that's some bullshit.
And I gotta come behind that before I give it to Jay and say I agree with you 100%. You know, I work in education, and I've been in situations, and I was telling y'all this before. You know, I worked in the Lower East Side, in the heart of the Lower East Side, Avenue A, B, C, and D, where all them kids from the hood come out and go to the community school. So I've dealt with a lot of the neighborhood beasts that come up to the schools, and I've had one brawl in particular where I had to go out there and stop another school kids coming up with bats, knives. And you know, Gray's an educator too. JP going to attest to this. You know, I feel like we've all been in situations where we had to defuse the situation and put our lives in danger. But And any time in those moments, I've never had to be like, damn, we're the police, I need a gun. Or like, so like, watching that video, slow down in regular speed, I saw her, you know, with a knife in her hand. And then from my view, it was enough men, police, females that pulled up. I just go for the arm. Once you get the knife and they see y'all, I get it. There was a father kicking another girl. I get it. It was a family brawl. The girl was about to get jumped. She called for it. I get all that. But I don't think he needed to react in that manner. And it just has me thinking, you know, I mean, not thinking, it's been like this. This is a systematic issue. They're afraid of us in reaction always like that. You know, there was the other officer that used the taser and stuff. So it's just like,
oh, no, wait. Hey, hold on. Go ahead. Sorry, just to interject. Let's try to keep it as fast as possible.
No, I know that. But
the officer, she pulled her gun out and screamed,
Jay,
taser,
no, Jay.
Knowing she had a gun.
Hold on. We all know that's some bullshit.
Jedi mind trick.
I'm just saying to the notion of reaction time, you had way more time. And I'm saying, as a person that works in education, I've broken up family brawls where they be throwing down the aunts, the uncles, the well eye is out there with the pot and the grater. And I'm not even trying to, but you could have, she wasn't attacking you with the knife. She was trying to defend herself in whatever the situation was, because that was the call that came in. So again, with everything going on, in my opinion, that was some bullshit. It reacted too fast. And then this whole them yelling out Blue Lives Matter, that shit is not even a real fucking thing. I got police officers in my family retired. That is just some code that they use to protect each other. That's not really a real thing to matter. I get it. But again, police officers' jobs are protect and serve. So my thing is to, you know, and I'm going to go to JP next on this. It's some bullshit. And it makes me think, if you didn't have bullets, real bullets, if they didn't arm these police officers with guns, how would you have defused that? If you got called to the scene, how was you going to, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I want to know how many dogs have been reported shot and killed by cops. You know, dogs that are there to protect homes. Mm-hmm. I don't hear about that at all.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I lived in Binghamton for a while, and I heard one story where the police officer had to shoot a dog. But you don't even hear that. They don't even react like that to animals that is ready to attack your ass. You know what I mean? So it's just, they don't have any respect for our human lives. I don't know, you're muted.
Nah, I agree. To that point, hey, Tiff, fault. To your point, that's really the issue. I really think that most police, I got police in my family as well. Like, most police really just want to do their shift and go to hell home.
That's a fact.
They not out here trying to, like, shoot people or get caught up in bullshit. Like, they want to go to work, get their money, and you know what they want to do? Collect easy overtime doing bullshit security at Yankee Stadium or Madison Square Garden. Like, now, my boy's commenting, he is in law enforcement. I would love to hear his take on it as well. But he'll tell you, but I can guarantee you that they don't... He said it was a good... Well, I want you to tell me that.
Let me go get my charger. Hold on. Let me get my charger.
Tell me offline. I just want to say, to my brother, I don't know if you could... Message me aside and give me more of the details and your perspective of it. Let me know.
Yeah. I'm gonna say this. I mean, we don't want to discredit anybody's opinion. That's definitely what we're never going to do. So, I listen, bro. I feel like at the end of the day, I think what we're saying, I think is, you know, yeah, she had the gun. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, she had the knife in her hand. But it wasn't a Michael Myers knife. It wasn't a samurai sword. You know what I'm saying? So I get it.
Joe, I'll say this much though. One thing that they did in this case is that they put out all the body camera footage immediately. Mm-hmm. I guess whether it's the mayor, Yeah, that's my brother. That's my brother from ninth grade. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, the people who I know in law enforcement, family and friends alike, like, they don't go out of their way looking for extra work to do or to be an extra bullshit. This is not predominant. This is not what they are really, this is not what they out here to do. Like, that is not what they out here to do. What happens though, what I think happens though in a lot of instances is that they'll even tell you that some of the assholes that they work with never were respected, never were real. Right. They use it, you know, they use it to flex to become a tough guy and then say, look at me now. And you see that in every walk of life too. I'm in a frat. Let me tell you something. I love being a noob. I love Kappa. But there's some dudes who, as soon as they pledge, they just be like, Kappa, 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 I'm this now. So you can't look at me, no, like, you can't talk to me anywhere. You can't do this. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro? Like, stop playing yourself. Like, and you make us do that.
But I think there's officers that come into this line of work. There's young cats that go into the force to get that power along with the ego and get that control. Because like you said, we talked before, we got cops that we know 25, 30 years, they never had to shoot nobody because they know how to defuse it.
Yeah.
They know how to deal with it. So not everybody shoots it. So I'm with you on that.
So I want to know why Sean feels like he did the right thing. Is it a way for him to join us?
We could talk about it later, though. He'll message me, and I'll share it with everyone. And we can get back to it.
He reacted the best way he did. Was it the best way? I'm going to say my opinion, no. I've been in situations with brawls, and I'm a dean of a high school. I've had mothers, daughters with knives and bats and glass bottles. Me, personally, I put my neck out there. I didn't get stabbed. I wasn't thinking about reaching for a gun or a taser. I'm thinking about the well-being of this block that is uncontrolled. People are fighting. So in my opinion, I can't speak on him because he reacted. I'm saying for me as an educator, almost 20 years in the Board of Ed, I've dealt with some brawls in the Bronx with knives. And I didn't have shit, but this shit ain't going down. Yeah, I might have got stabbed, or I'm just saying, not that I did. I risked my life or my well-being, but I'm just saying it was a
knife.
That's just me.
But so, you know what, though, Joe?
That's just my opinion.
I think everybody's built differently. No, I respect that. I respect your opinion. I respect Sean's opinion because this, from a professional level, he can look at things differently as well.
And no way, Sean, are we discrediting what you're saying, brother. We just, you know, this is just opinion. And we also want to understand, too. So we appreciate you for tapping in, brother.
Of course, fam. And to that point, I think we all, how we were raised and how we were brought up, it will affect how we move in every situation.
Facts.
So that's really it.
Like you and just said, Sean, people, you know, the fear. Mm-hmm.
But what is that shit is fake. That's fake. What is there to be scared of us for?
What I'm trying to tell you, Tiff,
is... We should be scared of them.
We should be. But what I'm trying to tell you is that...
To alligators. And they're scared of us?
Tiff, hear me out. What I was about to say really quickly was that it's a byproduct of how we all were raised. Like, how you're raised and what you will do in certain situations is a byproduct of what you were around. Joe, you're comfortable putting yourself out there knowing, even though they may have weapons, they won't use them against me because I know how I am and they understand and respect me for not only the position I'm in, but the man that I am to them. So they don't want to bring... They wouldn't look to directly bring that harm to you. So while you know what's present. Yes. And I was going to sit here and say to that point, but Tiff, if they never were raised around us, if their parents have taught them to hate, or their parents have taught them that when you see black people, be scared, they're policing and overseeing neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Where they've never had any type of interaction with these people. They don't know how to handle conflict. They don't know how to handle situations. Like, if we are, like, different times.
So then they should not be officers. They should not be doctors. They should not be teachers. Okay, because if you don't know anything about having any social skills and learning how to deal with different people from different walks of life, you do not belong in any of these positions.
I agree.
Agreed.
Protect and serve. And protect and serve is the code. So,
but you know, this is where when they talk about abolish police or get rid of them, like this is where I think what doesn't happen enough is I don't think there's enough mental and social assessments of these candidates before they get into the job.
Facts.
To Sean's point, I was gonna say that too. Think about how many teachers you had growing up, we had growing up, that didn't look like us. A lot of people had a lot of white teachers.
I take it a step further. I worked that same school I was talking about, Eastside Community High School. The school is still there between 12th Street and Avenue A and First Avenue. Shout out to my whole Eastside community family. That school had a lot of white teachers coming from Park Slope, Brooklyn, Jersey, into these poverty-stricken areas of the Lower East Side.
Or teach for America.
And they're young, straight out of college. So there's no connection.
Joe, they don't know nothing. Joe. They haven't lived enough life, enough experience.
Exactly, Tiff.
I'm
not knocking any teacher that I work with because there's some damn good teachers that put in some great work. I'm just saying, like Sean says, you got people that don't know our kids, don't know our communities, and you're bringing them in to work. Whether you're hiring them as the principal, you're bringing them in as the board of ed, either way, it's some bullshit
Even better, they don't know, right? Because there's a lot of things we don't know about other cultures, but you have to be willing to understand, want to know. It's one thing to not know and you get into an environment and you're there to learn and to understand who you're dealing with and you want to make those adjustments. And there's another thing where you come into this place and you're like, oh my God, I don't know these people. No, you can't be that way. So you should not do this type of work. You should not be a social worker. You should not deal with people. Just go sit on the fucking phone and talk to people. But
You shouldn't be given a Harvard degree like some of these kids. They pay for them. So that's the other problem. That's a deeper issue. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whatever the fuck you want to have.
The chick from Full House.
Come on, don't deal with people.
You're right.
Do not deal with people.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to say this, I think. Go ahead, Jay. Get back in there.
No. I was just going to say, I agree. Like, we all are in agreement here. It's just that everything is such a byproduct of all of these people not wanting to take the time out to understand where they are, where they're going. And the way the system is set up, education, law enforcement, we're using those examples right now. When we're talking about Teach for America bringing a 22-year-old college graduate who's from Idaho to come teach at Joe's school at 23 years old, and they have no idea the way the world works. They have no idea the way New York City works. They have no idea what it's like to live in a world that this kid is seeing in 12 years compared to their maybe 22, 23 years. You're putting people in places where they're not going to be able to maximize on what it is that they should be capable of, they're most capable of doing. They're serving and working.
A disservice. So you're a disservice. So what are you here for?
Exactly. So when you get to that point of protecting and serving, that's the point. See, it's supposed to be protect and serve, but it's more of a disservice because of the disconnect.
Amen.
That's my biggest issue with it.
And I think too, I think also, I'm gonna be honest, when I saw the verdict, and this is a perfect segue to the George Floyd, we all was watching heavily in the last few weeks paying attention to making sure, and you know, we heard what Maxine Waters said. I felt that if they do not come with a guilty, it's on and fucking pop. Take it. Look, I felt everything she said. I didn't have to read it between the lines. We gone, yeah. And I'm glad that every juror did the right thing, I think, because you've been hearing a lot of people say, well, you know, he didn't have to do that. I'm gonna be honest, man. If you're a human, that dude should have never died. That should have never happened. If you're a real human and you value people and there's real love in your heart, that should have never gotten that far where you're on his neck for that long. That's the first thing. The video, the power of accountability is amazing because we've seen a lot of video over the years, right? And I'm making a point here. Just stay with me. We've seen a lot of video, whether it's a 30-second clip, a 2-minute clip. But you know what's the difference about this clip? It was the entire fucking beginning to end. So there was no what happened, we missing footage, what happened before that. That shit went from the time he got stopped, the time they threw him in the back, the knee, the entire count. So there was no room. There was no room for anybody, white, black, Asian. You could have your opinion. He didn't have to do all that. But if it wasn't for that video, that motherfucker would have got off. I'm just going to keep it a buck. If the video had been 2 minutes long, he would have got off. If that video was 4 minutes long, we are so lucky that they had the entire thing on tape because it's almost like they like, damn, we can't help you on this.
Also, this is what I think.
Go ahead, Tip.
If the video was 20 minutes long and we weren't in the height in the wake of fucking a pandemic.
Come on, sis.
He would have got off.
Take care.
Because this is not the first time. This is not a shocker. Like, Courtney, this has been going on forever. We had videos back when our parents was younger. This, you know, and if anybody know our history better than we do, is white people, okay? So they know. So this is not news. This is not nothing shocking.
Cuz, what up, cuz?
If we were in the middle of a pandemic where it's affecting everybody emotionally, these people can't see their family in a hospital. They can't get their surgeries. Grandma's dying because she can't get her surgery. Everybody's emotional. And now this shit, oh, hell no. Everybody's pissed off. So if we weren't in the middle of a pandemic when George Floyd happened, and that video was 20 minutes long, he still would have gotten off.
That's a fact.
So, it's,
you know. And,
go ahead, Jay.
Nah, I just wanted to sit here and say, I want to salute the young sister who took the time out to report all of that.
That's bravery.
That's respect. And we're talking about young people.
Being 17-year-old
teenagers. Yes, that's exactly Tiff. That's what I was about to get to. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Sean. We got to get you, Sean.
Bro.
Yeah, we want to have you on.
We'd love to have you as a guest. Jay, keep on reach out. We're going to get you on as a guest in the next couple weeks. I would love to get your take because I don't think it's about dividing right now without people. I think it's also about understanding from a law enforcement standpoint. My uncle also wants to come. Maybe we'll get y'all both on it.
Yeah, I think we should do that. We should have an episode catered to that.
Be safe, brother.
I wanted to add on to, because Tiff, you took it right out. That's exactly where I was gonna go with the trauma. These young girls were so brave and so strong and so tough, and to be able to do something like this to affect the world, like, you know. They have to still live with the fact that they saw that in real life.
And think about the hate that they got from people that were from the world. Telling her she did more than video.
But they
the police department probably fucking threatening her life.
Exactly.
But they definitely threatened her.
That's it. They definitely was.
But they did. But I'll tell you this much too. With that hate that does come, I'm glad to see the overwhelming amount of love and support that everyone, as we understand, as a global village, is giving. Because what people don't realize is how what happened shaped the whole world.
And that shit rock.
All over the world. Because eventually, anyone, like you said, Joe, humanity has to reign supreme.
Yep.
Even as much as we know the system is messed up, the people are messed up, mm-hmm. even the folks that want to sit here and always say all the idiot phrases and statements, they even were like, you know what? This one they're going to have to take. Like, this one's going to have to take that L because if they let this one go, you can forget about everything. And what I hated so much was that yesterday I'm on my way to dinner with my friends. Thank you, know, salute to my whole village, like more birthday dinner celebrations. And exactly. Then right before,
yo, it was Luther's right birthday before yesterday, leaving, by the way. You know that. It was Luther Vandross' birthday.
Oh, on that's why on 420. Google give you a
Luther Vandross. Happy belated birthday, brother. One of the greatest. Yes.
So while I'm on my way, I'm like, damn, do I want to wait for them to release the information? Like, do I even want to be on the Upper East Side not knowing?
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm like, yo, this is such a celebratory moment for me and my friends. But now mm-hmm. I'm in such angst and the nerves is kicking in, like, oh shit, what happens if they don't? Cause you know, all of us we all expecting the worst.
Yeah, because I wasn't expecting a guilty verdict at all.
We all
I'm not even watching this shit because we already know.
We've been so conditioned, and that's the bad thing. We've been so conditioned to expect the worst instead of sitting here saying the justice system did what they supposed to do. Period. Like, you should not be getting round of applauses for doing what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, we've been so we've dealt with so much for so long mm-hmm. that we felt like, as evident as this was, we may not even get this.
So now we're revering the justice system when the justice system should be revering us. That's some bullshit. Ain't that some reverse psychology shit?
I'm gonna piggyback off that. I don't want us as a culture, as a race, and I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of people that watch this when they run it back. It's not the end of all bad cops, also. Sadly. I don't think this is gonna be the last.
The girl.
I'm saying, look.
Dante Wright. We didn't even talk about Dante Wright.
We didn't talk about the 13-year-old. You know what I'm saying? So I just, it is a move in the right direction in terms of justice. And again, like, Chris Cuomo says something 3 days ago. I don't know if y'all caught it on CNN. I'm heavy on watching the news because I like different perspectives. I watch Don Lemon. I watch all that. Chris Cuomo says something that, you know, I don't promote violence at all. In no way am I even piggybacking off this, but it makes you think. He said the only way that this is going to stop, the only way this is going to stop in America, and as bluntly as he put this, I agree with him. He said, until white kids, innocent white kids, get killed by black officers, then, only then, will you hear what's going on with the police. Why are they killing innocent white kids? So we know what the fear is. We already get it. The minute they see us, they're like, it's like the blood is on 1,000. I need to react because I'm told, it's taught. It's not, you didn't wake up. You're taught that. It's deeper than it's in the academy. I'm telling you, I got family in law enforcement. The shit they tell them behind closed doors as a unit is fucked up.
That's why I said this the is sergeant, training.
The lieutenant, it's a lot of bad, influential people that's in power. Because Blue Lives Matter was made up by some bullshit. Like y'all gonna make up a big... So me personally, accountability was important, and I'm glad the video captured that. And you know, how it relates to this new case and the Dante, you know, Wright case and all other cases, it's crazy. But I want y'all to think about this for a second. After I heard the Chris Cuomo thing about, you know, innocent white kids dying, that's not gonna be, you know, until that happens, nobody's gonna really care. So I Googled all the killings by unarmed black men by police officers since the beginning of time, whatever Google was able to tell me. And I found going back to the early 1960s, I'm sure there was more things that happened, but a lot of stuff isn't documented because, you know, the earlier on things happened, the less there was internet, the less there was documentation. And I just start reading through a couple early cases, not to take this on a rabbit hole with me, but cases in Harlem, one of the cases, and you know, Brooklyn, early cases in the 70s of police officers shooting unarmed black men in the subway. And a lot of the cases, and I'm just researching, getting deep into it, it's always reported from what the cop is saying. It's always according to the police. It's always there's no witnesses. It's always he acted under the right jurisdiction.
That was some bullshit.
And I just think that's bullshit, because if we would have had video back then like we have now, it probably would clear up a lot of shit that is stained, like, oh, well, he was doing this, he was fighting, oh, I showed up. So, like, it's, imagine if there wasn't a camera in Ohio, right? Imagine if it wasn't a camera. Oh, another girl shot, she had a knife. We wouldn't even know, but the power of cameras now. So, I don't know, man. I was researching.
I think that the power of camera is, like, there's a gift and a curse.
Yes.
Because it's like, all right, George Floyd, okay, we got a verdict, a guilty verdict, right? Mm-hmm. But I still think that that guilty verdict came because there was too much pressure. You know what I mean? I don't, that's why he was sitting there looking like,
but do you
have steak or we're gonna have chicken? Yeah.
First of all, he was, you know, he was pissing me off writing down whatever his lawyer was saying. That was pissing me off. Like, dude, you can get a trend, you can get that printed, you don't need to write that down. But
he,
there was some
was
disbelief in his eyes. There was, because I think he was being lied to, though. I think it was like his people were saying, you good, we not gonna charge you, it's the Blue Lives Matter shit. He couldn't understand. He couldn't fathom.
Yeah, he was looking retarded. He was like,
that ain't for me. I didn't order that.
Yeah. Steak or chicken. What's
going on? That,
that's the name of the episode. Steak or chicken. Accountability. That's going to be the name of this episode.
That's what I was looking to me. I'm like, this nigga is crazy. But what I'm saying about the gift and the curse with the camera and all of the, you know, the visual footage that we can get. It's kind of like, okay, George Floyd, we got that, okay. But it's like the audacity, like, look, here, I'm going to show you. We're going to do this. No probable cause. We just going to do this. It's going to be malicious. It's going to be all of that. And acquitted, suspended, over and over and over and over again. What does that do to our psyche? What does that do to our youth psyche? It's like, okay, I ain't got shit to live for anyway. My life really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And if all lives matter, I guess I'm not part of the all because it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? So the cameras is like, okay,
Marlon, what up, Marlon?
We can see, what up, all right, what really happened for us, but we really don't get any justice. So it's kind of hurtful, and I can't watch them fucking videos. I'm tired of watching them videos.
Now you're right. Go ahead, Jay.
I just want to say this too. Remember, and all of, if you look back at all our episodes back in October, September, before November, and we talked about voting and elections and all of that stuff, I'm going to tell you why that comes full circle now somewhat. And it's the boring minutiae details that actually help make the difference to get what we got in this case compared to what you couldn't even get as far as Breonna Taylor was concerned, far as Trayvon Martin was concerned in Florida, as far as what happened here in, like, with
Sandra Bland, because I'm still Sandra fucked Bland. Up over that.
Let me tell you, let me explain to you.
The audacity let me explain. To keep her eyes open.
But let me explain this to, this is the little details that people forget when I talked about, I don't care who you vote for, vote and hold these people accountable. This is where the accountability, because we've been using that as our word for today, matters the most. The reason why Sandra Bland, no justice, Breonna Taylor in a state like Kentucky with an Uncle Tom, with an Uncle Tom for a DA who sold his soul to the white man to come up, with senators like Mitch McConnell, with governors like Ron DeSantis and the previous administration.
You got
senators like Marco Rubio.
You got to add some of the medical examiners on record have been fired for lying under oath. So let's also throw medical examiners on certain cases like this who rule in the police.
They are paid. Joe, they are paid by the state. They are paid by the state, people. I'm trying to, like, I'm not trying to be too preachy, but I want to be very clear in explaining to you. These people are paid by the state. The fact that you had a black man who is now the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, based on who you elected, that matters, people. That matters.
Sure does.
Those boring little local things, that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Because that attorney general is going to make sure prosecutors put the biggest, toughest charges they can.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to finance the prosecution needed to give the best trial.
They like to stack shows.
This needs to be the case. I'm trying to tell y'all.
When we walk into court, we already down 40. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Always.
I don't
Always, Joe.
You are down 40 the minute you walk into court.
No. And that's know who your DAs are. These people are voted in. Know who your judges are. Because what's now gonna be the biggest thing is the sentencing. Because while he's found guilty on all of those things, if he gets minimum numbers on the sentence, that can only add up. He could maybe only end up doing like 10, 12 years. We want to see the numbers during sentencing.
And that's what I feel like. That's what I feel like is going to happen anyway. That's why I think that this whole guilty verdict is just like to shut the fuck up. It's kind of like, here, y'all want to paint Black Lives Matter on the street? Go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just satisfying.
But I'm telling you, I think they're going to shoot. They have to prove a point with sentencing as well because they have to be consistent all the way through.
Yeah.
If they don't,
when is the sentencing date?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they even announced it yet.
20 something maybe. I'm hoping. Yeah. It'll be dope.
But he wasn't allowed. He wasn't allowed to be bonded or bailed. He was sent right into immediate custody, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the amount of time he gets, we don't know. And every judge, every state, it varies.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'll be honest with you too.
Solitary confined, keep him in it because keep that dude separate from everybody because everybody don't like him right now. It ain't a white, black.
I don't feel like he should have that privilege, nigga.
I agree.
And you want 20 years?
But they're gonna get it.
Years? That's all you want? Then you going in population? No protective custody for you. You're gonna do this hard time.
Well,
and don't be surprised. I was gonna say, don't be surprised if we end up hearing something about this man committing suicide either.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to wish it on him.
Might as well. But on a lighter note, I know we started off heavy and we wanted to, you know, that's something that was heavy on our coach's heart. We all been watching it. I feel like we had to come in and give y'all our opinions. And we definitely going to have down the road guests with law enforcement and, you know, people like that, of family and friends to help us understand more. I mean, listen, it's not an easy job, but if you take those jobs, understand it's a lot that comes with that. So, on a lighter note, Jay, you ready for the pro tip?
Yo, let me tell you something.
Come on, Jay. Let's do
it. Let me tell you something. No, I'm actually going to keep it light.
But that's fine. This is we're not giving y'all a long drawn out episode. We got about another 20 minutes, and we're gonna give you what you need.
And I'ma tell you my pro tip is very simple today because it's something that I just continue to live by. And I just saw it proven so much over this weekend for my birthday. continue to just give love, continue to just spread love, and continue to show love. Like, when you really do that without doing it for what I could get from someone, or you do it freely because this is what you subscribe to, trust me, it's going to come full circle. Mm-hmm. Like, your blessing is going to come around. It's going to come mm-hmm. around. When you just give love, spread love, show love, and you really, really do it with a good heart. Don't worry about what someone else can give you or what you're going to get from someone. Do it because you know it really makes a difference, or do it because you know it matters, or do it because you're trying to make sure you're surrounding yourself mm-hmm. with other people who can then continue to pay it forward. It's that simple. Because when I was able to see that mm-hmm. and how it came full circle, surrounded by all the people, like the people that I love, to be able to spend time with them. Because last year, I was on a Zoom computer alone in my house. And then to be able to see that and have that, and then to hear people say that about me without me even mentioning it, and my family and friends choosing to do that, I just mm-hmm. want to say that's really what it's all about. So
love, just continue, man.
To love, give love, spread love, show love.
That's what we talked about 2 weeks ago, giving love without wanting or asking for anything in return. You know, reciprocity is everything, but there's something to giving without wanting anything in return in life, whether that's opportunity, whether that's, you know what I'm saying, you know, people, you know, putting you in a position, you know, doing it straight out of love, and you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. But I got a couple more things I want to definitely, just been going on in the current event. Your girl J-Lo, I say your girl, I'm talking about Bronx Zone, my city zone, J-Lo.
Yes, baby.
And A-Rod. There was
the string gang.
Tiff, you were right. They broke up and then they got back together. So Tiff was right. But I'm gonna be honest, A-Rod thought he was slick. A-Rod, I think he's still playing for the Yankees. Like, you need to hang it. You need to pack all that up and just come on, son. So what y'all think of that? Yeah. Did y'all see that coming, or did y'all was like, that's
why? I don't take any of her relationships serious.
Puffy. Who's she? Puffy.
J-Lo don't give a fuck. She'd be like, move.
Was she with
down,
Batman?
Please.
Was she with Ben Affleck? She was with Batman.
Yeah, she was with Ben Affleck.
Who am I missing? Why not? Let's just, who else? Let's just
go. Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony. The dancer that she was first with.
The dancer.
Oh, not the dancer. I forgot about the dancer. Okay.
Yo, let me tell you something. J-Lo,
she's like
Kim
so Kardashian.
You said she's the Bronx Yo. Kim Kardashian.
Without the sex tape that surfaced. We're not saying she don't got one. We just saying it hasn't surfaced.
Look, J-Lo grew up in a certain era and a certain type of time and been living with that same type of energy. However it's convenient, mm-hmm. get it how I live it.
Look, I'm not mad
and
at
now, I'm not either. By no means.
J-Lo is not holding on to no toxic fucking relationship. She's like, all right, bye.
Well, hold on. I'm going to throw this in there. Let me just go to you, Jay. I'm going to go to Tiff first, and Jay, I want your opinion. And I know, you know, when there's an engagement ring given out, right, and there's a split, particularly, I don't know on average what's supposed to happen. Most men are like, fuck it, keep the ring. I don't want the shit back into me. But that's $1 million ring.
They are? I don't know. I need to hear clarification on this.
How does that work? Is the male, is she supposed to give the ring back? Or, I mean, the value lost.
Yeah,
soon as
how does this work?
You ain't gonna get the same value, but I'm saying, are you supposed to give the ring back? I mean.
Listen. I don't know. I never had a J-Lo engagement ring. So maybe if I had a J-Lo engagement ring, I wouldn't give that shit back. If you got like a little Cage jeweler engagement ring, you like, here, take this bum ass ring back. You throw the ring. But if you got a ring like a J-Lo ring, shit she get, you might not give that back. That's an asset.
What you think, Jay?
Yo. I don't know. I'm single. I don't have any children. I've never proposed to a woman before. I do not know how this game goes at all.
He's like, that I don't part get of the it. Game, I didn't get that part.
I don't know. Part. So I defer. I defer.
He says, I haven't got to the part where you got to rescue the princess in Super Mario. I'm still on the board. I'm still on the board.
I defer. I just say, you got to follow your heart. Do what makes you happy, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's whack if a man asks for his ring back.
Very
well. Because you gave somebody something as a gift. So that's not because you're not like, here, this is a guarantee that this shit is going to work out. You know what I mean?
I'm just throwing it out here because logical me here says this ring is given with the intent of us being together forever. If there is no forever,
no, that's the engagement. Why do you... So then the wedding ring is for that. You can have the band.
Yeah, Tim, come on. So wait a minute.
No, most women will just give it back because they don't want it because it's just like, you know, this reminds me of what was. But like I said, I've never had a rock like J-Lo would have. So I don't know. You know what I mean?
The size of the rock matters. I know that. Hold on. Let me preface my statement. I know it matters. What I'm saying is would you feel different? Is it based on the dynamic that you have with the individual? Or would you consider more of the cost and consideration and the look of the actual physical ring as well? Like, what kind of goes into...
I mean, I think that's just individual. That's individualized. That goes according to the person. Some people are, you know, what is your love language? You like gifts or you like meaning? You know what I mean? So I wouldn't, like, I'm not going based off of the size of the ring, the cost of the ring. I'm not the type of person, if you got me a ring, I'm going right to the appraiser tomorrow. Like, how much is this? What is this worth? You know, I'm not that
person. She'll be there by the weekend, though.
Huh? What'd you say?
She'll be there by the weekend.
You'll be there by Saturday.
No, I really wouldn't. Because it's just like the meaning behind it.
No, we hear you, Tim.
You want something that looks nice on your hand, but it's just like, you know, I'm not going to put my man under no type of pressure that I got to have the most expensive, the most gaudiest, biggest ring ever. You know, because I'm also not a millionaire. So I might, your expectations and your taste and what you can afford is different. Right. You know what I mean? So J-Lo, you probably can't give J-Lo that. But maybe you can. Maybe she just wants a gemstone, like, you know, a crystal or something. I don't know. It just depends on what you like and what you want. You know what I mean?
I agree. I mean, she but just...
I think if you give somebody an engagement ring or any type of gift, you shouldn't ask for it back.
Marlon said...
But what if...
You are the 1%, Tiff. You should be proud. You are the one.
Yeah, I'm also single.
That's why I need to ask my cousin.
This one is single than a motherfucker.
But this is a happily married man we talking about. This is a married man. He been married. My cousin been married for years. Like they like you got it. This is why I defer. Like this is why I tell you I completely defer. I appreciate your perspective, Tiff. And what's funny is that when Marlon say you in the 1%, now I'm gonna mess around and be like, yo, Tiff said this. I trust Tiff. So I'm gonna go take what Tim gotta say,
1%.
And then I go apply it to the next one. And I'm out here getting my ass kicked, called all type of names, getting joked on.
Basically, exactly. If you give the ring out, it's a gift. It's a dub in the backwood. You're not getting it back. You should have never given it.
Yeah. Done. Most likely, if she's that type of woman, she's probably gonna give it back if you did some whack shit. You know what I mean? She's probably gonna give it back anyway.
All right, I gotta bring this up too. We got like 6-7 minutes left before we get out of here. Kobe Bryant is leaving Nike.
Nike, yo.
I mean, Tiff's like,
I'm
whatever.
Like, What do you mean he's leaving?
Basically, his estate, when we say that, Vanessa refused to renew his contract that Kobe signed in 2016 for an extension of 5 years for his sneaker line to stay on. I believe she's going to take that sneaker line to the next level. Nike's issue, the issue at hand is availability. Having enough sneakers produced to get out to the mass. And it's always been a problem and an issue, I think, with Kobe's people and his, even when he was alive, you know what I'm saying? Getting it produced, getting it out, mass produced. So shout out to Vanessa for, cause I need them Kobe. I need them sixes, them neon green joints, and I can't find them. So I need her to put them in a position so I can support my Kobe, man.
Let me tell you this much about Vanessa Bryant. I think since Kobe's passing, we've learned so much about the kind of woman she is. Mm-hmm. And you kind of had to get that feeling, because to be married to someone so cerebral, so laser focused like Kobe is, to deal with everything that comes with the package of being with Kobe Bryant, to find that in a spouse, like that ain't easy.
Yep.
Now, while she be making jump shots for the Lakers and doing commercials and stuff, I'm really giving her mad props because are seeing that, okay, she knows the type of time she's on and how she's going to make sure she moves accordingly. And regardless of what people are saying, the pressure she may feel, she's got a plan. She's going to execute it.
And she got to take care of them girls.
She's going to make sure. Oh, yeah. She's going to make sure they're going to do right by him. Mm-hmm. He had a rider. Like, she's a rider. So I just want to say kudos to Vanessa.
Salute to Vanessa.
Yes, kudos, Vanessa. Oh, and I think whatever she does with it will be game-changing in the fact that there will be more availability. There will be the option for it to be able to get to people all over the world and to be able to spread his name and his legacy on a different level compared to, you know, as much as, you know, I'm a team Nike guy, like, you know, he's gonna be bigger than the corporation.
Why wasn't Nike able to do that?
I'ma jump in front of you and say this. Nike just got a lot on their plate. They got millions of athletes. They got $1 million. They got everybody contracts left and right. I think there's a prioritization that she's focusing on. Like, no, I want there's more available, even more that he's not alive. I want his brand out there, his legacy to live on, like Jay said. Yeah. So I salute her for taking that. I mean, look, Nike's just a platform. We all know that. But again, Kobe is a brand, is the brand. So, like, he's bigger than Nike, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Ryan is
bigger
than
Nike. So it's like,
it's like just being bigger than the platform that you started on. He grew to become something bigger than just a name, Nike. He is a revolutionary type of cat. It's bigger than basketball, I think. So salute to her. But
it is.
This has been a dope episode. And when I say that, we only want to hit y'all with a quick hour, you know. We're gonna be back next week. So yeah, man. And of course, on the way out, I gotta show love. First things first, if you in the Bronx, and I know my Bronx people has been tapping in, showing love. You already know where I'm going with this. I'm coming to you next tip, but we got to support Lloyd's Carrot Cake. 6087. Come on, y'all. You got the times. You got Mother's Day coming up. You got Father's Day.
You know it.
It's a graduation on Zoom coming up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Report cards is coming
out.
Thank
you, Joe.
Support. Go to Lloyd's Carrot Cake. Get a cake. Just tell them you watched the show and you want to come try it out.
Yes.
Go ahead. I know you want to drop something in there. You already know, Jay.
That's it. I want.
That's it. You know, show love. That's not only family. That's it. Home right there.
It costs you nothing to show love.
That she brand is bussing right now. We got to use the young word.
Yes, new merch is coming out soon. Uh-huh. We got new merch. So usually I do the pre-orders, but I'm not doing that. I'm just waiting for the merch to come out
That's a fact.
And do it that way. But SheBrand, yeah, follow my page, SheBrand on Facebook. And she is an acronym for Sis Healing Every Day. It's all about empowering yourself, each other, and healing, and healing every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Two things.
The visuals are dope. The visuals are dope on the page, Steph. I just want to tell you, I like the different looks, the different colors.
Oh, thank you.
That you've been putting out. Dope.
You know, with everything going on, and I'm not saying this because I'm on the other side of the country. I'm moving around. I always get bougie, but I will be in Minnesota this Sunday night headlining the House of Comedy inside the Mall of America. It's one of the biggest malls in the country inside of Bloomington, Minnesota. Shout out to my guy, Bruce Leroy. You remember him.
Yeah.
He came on. He does the yoga. He also has a great show. He's been running out there production, and he got me out there.
Shout out to Bruce.
Funny for real, and he's bringing comedians out like myself that you may not know, but you will remember. So I'm headlining, but it's got me wanting to definitely hit home and talk about some of this shit that's going on, being that I'm in Minnesota. You know, some people are like, you know, you don't want to be, you ain't Dave Chappelle, but I just feel like, fuck all that. I want a platform and I can talk about what I want to talk about.
You don't have to be Dave Chappelle.
You're right.
I don't like that time for that.
Exactly.
I just feel like me going to Minnesota, I got to talk about
these something. Are our experiences too.
Come on.
Exactly.
But Miami is coming up May 15th, and I got to end the show on a super lit note. Myself and the gang will be at the Miami Improv May 5th, two shows. I got Eva Evans. You saw her video, Jay. I know you saw that because you liked it earlier. Jay was like, "Oh,
hey, Eva."
Shout out to Eva on the radio two nights a week promoting the shows, but also we got Kyle Grooms from the Chappelle Show and Comedy Central. We got Walt from Black Ink, you know, Walt Miller tearing up the comedy scene. And we got the UGK brothers. So two shows, May 5th in Miami. The flights are cheap, the hotels are cheap. So the question is, who's pulling up to Miami? But that's not it, Jay. That's not even it. 2 days later, May 7th. We're going to be at Casa Tiki in Miami, which is like 5 minutes away. We got another exclusive show with some special, special guests. My homegirl from MTV Girl Code and The Last Comic Standing, Esther Koo. She's a bad... Yeah, let me tell you something. Esther Koo is lit. When I tell you she's funny, she runs...
Oh, wow.
And we got my guy Marcelo Hernandez, who's one of the rising kings in Miami in comedy. Funny as fuck. So I'm going to say this again. Three shows in 3 days. We're going to be on the beach. Jay already said he's going to be stretched out on the beach every day. So I'm going to make sure I get some footage. Tiff, we know you're working and you can't join us, but we will be coming back to Miami. So we're going to warm it up. So the next time we come to Miami, you come on down. So get your tickets or tell somebody in Miami. That's about it, man. I got to get out of here. I know y'all got to get out of here. Thank y'all for tuning in. Anything y'all want to say before we get out of here?
I just want to say this real quick. You see this? You see what I'm on? They winning right now. It's about to be 8 in a row. It's about to be 8 in a row. So I'm just tell all y'all right now who've been talking real greasy for the past, I don't know how many years. Shout out to Coach Tibbs, Coach of the Year, Julius Randle, he's all NBA.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to throw this out there too. What day are you arriving in Miami, if you don't mind me asking?
Cinco de Mayo.
I'm arriving the day before because we got a business meeting we're doing and we meeting up, but we will be going to the Dallas Miami game the night before. Luka versus Jimmy Butler. So there will be a Luka sighting in Miami real quick. So Cinco de Mayo is gonna be lit. But yes.
It will be. And we'll talk about that as soon as I touch down in the morning.
Look. Wallace said, Miami is hot like COVID. Until the Sunday morning. Listen, folks is getting tested. Listen, we can't stay inside. We can't. We got to get these laughs. We got to get vaccinated. Shout out to anybody that got vaccinated.
If you want it. If you want to travel, go get your test. Like, man, look. Can't run scared of everything. Just be responsible and do your due diligence.
Man and Method Man versus...
Oh, yeah, we got to mention that. Yeah, we got to talk about that for a second.
I'm going to watch it.
That was better than the Ronald Isaac Earth, Wind & Fire. That was two separate generations. That was like those two battles.
But it's two different vibes.
No, but I'm saying those were powerful versus Ronald Isley versus Earth, Wind & Fire, and then Isley Brothers, and then Method Man, Redman. I saw Keith Murray sighting. I was like, but it was good.
Yo, we saw RZA, Inspector Dak pulled up too. Like, you know, those men have done so much for the culture.
Yeah, I ain't seen my comment.
They've done so much for the culture for so long.
What's your comment?
It was a comment on it. I'm gonna see if I can go back. I said, did Redman have on? Does Redman have on capri shorts?
Yo, he was looking. Come on, Red. But you know what though? What I love about their relationship is that they continue to show love for each other like real brothers. And the energy that they give on the stage, like when each one knows each other's joints back and forth, all the different things, parts of their career, their different crews, like to see Keith Murray, you know, Death Squad energy, of course, the Wu-Tang, you know, shout to everybody, you know.
Shout to New York, heavy on that. New York was heavy
shout
on that.
Shout to New Jersey, heavy too. Like, shout to the whole Brick City. Shout to the whole 973-201-718. And I was about to say this last thing too about Black Rob. I want to salute Black Rob really quickly. A real legend. He was really tight with my extended fam. So shout to my brother Steve. Shout to my cousin Cynthia. You know, those was his day ones. Mark, hey buddy, like A1. I just want to say he was a real one. Always showed the family love. When he pulled up, always love. So it was sad to see
him
in the situation he was in. But rest in peace to Black Rob.
Seriously. I hope their catalogs make so much money that their kids get taken care of. So spin their music now. Celebrate them. Yeah. And on that note, like always, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for supporting the Afterthought podcast. If you want to support true supporters that want to support, hit the info down at the bottom, anchor.fm/theafterthoughtpodcast/support. You could donate a monthly donation. It could be $1, $3, $10, whatever you have to offer. Or you could just share our shit. You could listen to it. We get 1 cent every time you listen. We're trying to save up all this, whatever we're doing with it. We haven't decided yet, but we're going to do something with this pot. And I mean, we had like $38, but that's you get the point I'm trying to make.
But
we moving. We
$38 from a penny is a lot. $38 from one penny is a lot.
Equal big win. So I thank y'all. Thank you for supporting. Enjoy y'all night. And again, show love. It's a lot of going on right now. We need love more than anything right now. Inspire somebody.
Give love, spread love, show love.
Lift somebody. And on that note, I'm out of here. It's your girl, Tiff Tonto, J.P. Campbell, myself, Joe Hill. Afterthought Podcast. Y'all be safe. Love y'all. Peace.
Go, Nick.